Number 5, the law of addition. Leaders add value by serving others. In a world where many political leaders enjoy their power and prestige, and where CEOs of large corporations make astronomical incomes, work and live in luxury, and appear to be most concerned with what's in it for them, Jim Senegal is an oddity. Senegal is the co-founder and CEO of Costco, the fourth largest retailer in the United States and the ninth largest in the world. He doesn't seem much interested in perks. He works in an unremarkable office comprised primarily of folding tables and chairs. If he invites someone to meet him at the corporate offices, he goes down to the lobby to meet his guest. He answers his own phone, and he takes a salary of only $350,000 a year, which puts him in the bottom 10% of CEOs of large corporations. Retail experts give a lot of attention to Senegal's formula for success. Offer a limited number of items, rely on high-volume sales, keep costs as low as possible, and don't spend money on advertising. But there is something that separates him from the competitors who employ similar strategies: the way he treats his employees. He believes in paying his employees well and offering them good benefit packages. Costco employees are paid an average of 42% more than the company's chief rival, and Costco employees pay a fraction of the national average for health care. Senegal believes that if you pay people well, you get good people and good productivity. You also get employee loyalty. Costco has by far the lowest employee turnover rate in all of retailing. But Senegal's leadership style of adding value doesn't end with employee compensation. He goes out of his way to show Costco workers that he cares about them. He maintains an open-door policy with everyone. He wears an employee name tag, is on a first-name basis with everyone, and makes sure to visit every single Costco store at least once a year. No manager and no staff in any business feels very good if the boss is not interested enough to come and see them, says Senegal. And when he shows up, his people are always glad to see him. The employees know that I want to say hello to them because I like them. Senegal goes out of his way to show his people that he cares. He once flew from Texas to the San Francisco area when he heard that a Costco executive was hospitalized for emergency surgery. It came as no surprise to the executive. It was consistent with the way that Senegal always leads. When it comes down to it, Senegal is more focused on adding value to people by serving them than on serving himself or making himself richer with an exorbitant salary. He lives by the law of addition. I just think that if you're going to try to run an organization that's very cost-conscious, then you can't have those disparities. Having an individual who is making 100 or 200 or 300 times more than the average person working on the floor is wrong. Senegal sums it up this way: this is not altruistic. This is good business. He could also say it's good leadership. Many people view leadership the same way they view success, hoping to go as far as they can to climb the ladder to achieve the highest position possible for their talent. But contrary to conventional thinking, I believe the bottom line in leadership isn't how far we advance ourselves, but how far we advance others. That is achieved by serving others and adding value to their lives. The interaction between every leader and follower is a relationship, and all relationships either add to or subtract from a person's life. If you are a leader, then trust me, you are having either a positive or negative impact on the people you lead. How can you tell? There is one critical question. Are you making things better for the people who follow you? That's it. If you cannot answer with an unhesitant yes and give some evidence that backs it up, then you may very well be a subtractor. Often subtractors don't realize that they are subtracting from others. I would say that 90% of all people who subtract from others do so unintentionally. They don't recognize their negative impact on others, and when a leader is a subtractor and doesn't change his ways, it's only a matter of time before his impact on others goes from subtraction to division. In contrast, 90% of all the people who add value to others do so intentionally. Why do I say that? Because human beings are naturally selfish. I'm selfish. Being an adder requires me to get out of my comfort zone every day and think about adding value to others. But that's what it takes to be a leader whom others want to follow. Do that long enough, and you not only add value to others, you begin to multiply it. The people who make the greatest difference seem to understand this. If you think about some of the people who have won the Nobel Peace Prize, for example, Albert Schweitzer, Martin Luther King Jr., Mother Teresa, and Bishop Desmond Tutu, you see leaders who were less interested in their position and more interested in their positive impact on others. If you read their writings or, more important, study their lives, you notice that they wanted to make things better for others, to add value to people's lives. They didn't set out to receive the Nobel Prize. They desired to engage in noble service to their fellow human beings. The specifics depend on the vision, the type of work, and the organization. But the intention is always the same, to add value. When you add value to people, you lift them up, help them advance, make them part of something bigger than themselves, and assist them in becoming who they were made to be. Often their leader is the only person able to help them to do those things. Darrell Hartley Leonard, who retired as chairman of the board of Hyatt Hotels Corporation and is currently chairman and chief executive officer of Production Group International, says, "When a person moves into a position of authority, he or she gives up the right to abuse people." I believe that is true. But that is only the beginning of good leadership. Effective leaders go beyond not harming others, and they intentionally help others. To do that, they must value people and demonstrate that they care in such a way that their followers know it. The whole idea of adding value to other people depends on the idea that you have something of value to add. You can't give what you do not possess. What do you have to give others? Can you teach skills? Can you give opportunities? Can you give insight and perspective gained through experience? The more you continue to pursue personal growth, the more you will continue to have to offer. As leaders, how do we know and relate to what our people value? We listen. Inexperienced leaders are quick to lead before knowing anything about the people they intend to lead. But mature leaders listen, learn, and then lead. They listen to their people's stories. They find out about their hopes and dreams. They become acquainted with their aspirations. And they pay attention to their emotions. From those things, they learn about their people. They discover what is valuable to them, and then they lead based upon what they have learned. When you do that, everyone wins: the organization, the leader, and the followers. I believe that God desires us not only to treat people with respect, but also to actively reach out to them and serve them. When I moved my companies and my family to Atlanta in 1997, it wasn't long before I received a call from Dan Cathy, the president of Chick-fil-A, the privately held national restaurant chain. He had a question for me. "John, how can we help you and your organization?" What I discovered as I got to know Dan, Truett Cathy, his father and founder of Chick-fil-A, and their entire organization is that an attitude of service pervades everything they do. In 2005, when I hosted Exchange, a weekend leadership growth experience for executives, I took the participants to Chick-fil-A's headquarters south of Atlanta. Everyone got to see the company's operations, meet Truett Cathy, and hear Dan Cathy speak about the organization. He shared many eye-opening comments that revealed their dedication to service and adding value to their employees and customers. For example, Dan was preparing that day to camp out with customers for the 19th time on the eve of a new restaurant opening. He said that he had gotten to know customers and their desires in a way he never could before he had started that practice. If you desire to add value by serving others, you will begin to become a better leader, and your people will achieve more, develop more loyalty, and have a better time getting things done than you ever thought possible. That is the power of the law of addition.